coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
I can never explain how come Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a virgin and she gave birth to a baby. I can never explain it. I can never explain how come Jesus Christ, having died 3 days, buried in the grave, came out alive. I may never be able to explain it. Science may never understand it, but I believe it. I believe it. Because you believe with your spirit, with your heart, not with your mind. Somebody said, I cannot believe something I don't understand. You are lying. It just means you don't know what it is to believe. To believe is to accept and to grasp something with your spirit. You take a hold of it with your spirit. You accept it with your spirit, even when your brain can't understand it. So I'll never be able to explain that to you. But I believe it with my heart. And you know what? When I believed it, it changed my life. You say, you've been brainwashed. No, I was heartwashed. Hallelujah. Yeah, and it gave me a new spirit. That's it. With the heart, man believe it. Isn't that wonderful? He didn't say with the heart, Christians believe. Man, it's a principle for all men, all human beings. Whether they're Christians, Muslims, Shintoists, Buddhists, it doesn't matter where they come from, what they are. You can only believe with your heart, your spirit. For with the heart, man believeth unto. If you believe, you will be made righteous. Oh, glory to God. If you believe, you will be made righteous. Man believes unto righteousness. When you believe, you become righteous. You remember what Jesus said to Thomas? After his resurrection, when Thomas refused to believe that Jesus Christ had resurrected, he said, until I see him, I will not believe. Until I put my finger into his side and put my finger into the holes in his hands, I will not believe. Finally, Jesus showed up. He said, Thomas, come here. And Thomas went toward Jesus, still thinking, this must be a ghost or something. What's happening to me? Can't understand it. Jesus, put your hand into my hand. He put a finger into his hand, into the hole that was created by the Roman nails. Put his finger in there. It was real. And Jesus, put your hand into my side. Where the wound had been from the Roman soldier's sword. And Thomas touched it. He felt it. Then he said, he fell on his knees and said, my Lord and my God. Jesus said, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those He said, blessed are those who have not seen, yet have believed. With the heart, man believes unto righteousness. Hallelujah. Look at the next. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Which means even though you believe with your heart, until you declare it with your mouth, until you say it with your mouth, you will not be saved. Can you see that? That's why many people who believe in Jesus Christ and haven't confessed his lordship over their lives are not enjoying salvation. It doesn't matter for how long they are in churches. They just sing. Everything is happening around them. They are not inside. They just keep watching. And they say, must I say it? You must say it. Because until you say it, you will not be catapulted into salvation. You must say it. That's a spiritual law. You must say it. For with the heart man believeth, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you say it, you will be translated from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of God's love, Son. Hallelujah. Oh, with the mouth confession is made. With the mouth confession is made. With the mouth confession is made. Unto salvation. Unto salvation. Unto salvation. Oh, glory to God. You still in this place? Look at St. Matthew's Gospel. Chapter 12. From verse 35. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bring it forth. Do you realize that sometimes when you are given into the gospel and you are giving so much, it is possible that at a certain time you may not be getting financial results as quickly as the demands for your giving might be. Sometimes it could cause you to wonder, I'm giving, giving, giving. I'm not receiving enough. Several things can be happening. Number one, don't start by thinking something is wrong. Did you hear what I said? Don't start by thinking something is wrong. Because the other fellow said he gave and he had this great testimony. The other one gave and suddenly this happened. The other one has been given and just been making progress. I have been given for even much longer and I haven't seen a change. I just keep seeing only my salary. In fact, I was demoted one time. They even cut my salary. Listen, listen, listen. Don't base your life on the circumstances of your job or your business. Or even your finances. Don't do that. Wait on the Lord. Wait. When he does his thing. That's why he told us, rejoice with those who rejoice. Some people hear something good has happened to their neighbor. And then they say, neighbor, I heard you got a new job. Congratulations. I heard you've had a baby. Congratulations. I heard you bought a new car. Congratulations. Then they go to their room. What have I done? Oh God, what have I done? My friend that we started together. Uh, I'm more committed, Father. I know it. I'm in the choir, I'm in the heaven, I'm in the women's fellowship. I'm committed. I'm an usher. I'm a coordinator. What have I done? Do you know what changed? Listen, your body does not know time. Your body doesn't know what country he's in. This body is not aware he's in Johannesburg. Are you hearing me? Your body doesn't know that today is Saturday. He's not aware. The tears that come out of your eyes don't know that this is September. Everything, when you walk, you know, you've been walking like this. Yeah, until you heard that. In church, you were like this. Hallelujah. You know, they said glory, and you said glory. Woo! Then after the service, you came out like you were flying. I mean, I was so blessed. I love that testimony. I love the pastor shared today. And while you're still doing that, somebody's coming to you. Bruce, did you hear? Did you? And you're still doing like this. Woo! What is it? Then he tells you, and you go.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound, Matter, and Faith.
Hallelujah.
Everything is based on information. It's all based on information. What does the information do? The information creates pictures. It creates pictures. Until you see something, it never becomes real. Are you hearing me? I don't know if you're getting this. Are you getting this? With the heart, man believeth. So pregisco androdigos cojo paramando, oncus cojo la mangredida. Mr. Pastor Chris, what did you say? Segos cojo la mangredis eto paco conscience. Calacuzo mani. Alakuzo mani, kakos kojo na mane, praktus oro dios, pelagon grodiga angadej, o for amandes. Kizo makito akrozdo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. You're here, right?
Yes, sir.
Just want to, let me take you to a few things here. I want to read the scripture to you. Very simple. Because until and unless, turn to Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, and open to verse 23. Have you seen it? What does it say? If thou canst believe, all things, I told you, in the supernatural realm, we have infinite possibilities. All things are possible to him that believeth. What do you believe? The word. I told you, that's all that rules in the realm of the supernatural. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. With the heart, man believeth. You believe with your heart. So the possibilities, your spirit has the capacity for infinite possibilities. There's no telling what you can do. There's no telling what you could be. There's no telling what you could have if you will only believe. And you can believe with your spirits. A complete metamorphosis of your life. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? A complete transformation in your life. Listen, it doesn't matter what limits have been placed on you, whether from your family, whether from your friends, whether from your location, your job, your training, it makes no difference. This is infinite possibilities. If you can only believe. Oh, studying the word of God, I said, Father, I dare believe. I dare believe. Yes, dare believe God. Dare believe God. Dare believe God. Dare it. Let nothing stop you. Say, I'm coming out of the crowd. I'm coming out of this thing. I'm coming out of the limits. I'm going beyond the limits. In the name of Jesus, all things are possible to him that believeth. And that's me. I dare believe. Dare believe God. You'd be amazed at what we're doing all around the world today. It's just amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing, but it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. What can God do with your life? Years ago, as a little boy, I said, Lord, what can you do with a teenager like me? What can you do with someone like me? I was saying, I'm ready, I'm available. If you will use me, I'll be it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? Why do you think Satan likes to give us a lot of attention? You didn't get it. Satan likes giving us a lot of attention because he's too troubled by us. He's very troubled. And I never tell him, leave me alone, because he can't. I'm his worry night and day. I know. So I never tell him to leave me alone. Because that's like telling him that he should stop his work. See, because you see, through the power of the Word of God, we have done things that, you know, hey, did that really happen? Did it happen? And Satan calls all his officers together and says, why did you let that happen? And they, with all due respect, they say, sir, you were there too. And you know, when I say that, it's no boast. No, no, no. And if I dare boast, I boast in the Lord. I'm talking about what the Word of God has done within my spirit. Don't let your life be dependent on circumstances around you. Think again. Think again. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made. Confession is made unto salvation. The realms of salvation. Oh my goodness. Yes. Where there's a lot of blessing, all the blessing of God is in salvation. When you come into the realms of salvation, it's all joy, joy, joy. It's all joy. That's how come Paul and Silas were singing praises to God while they were in prison, and their hands and feet were in stocks. They were singing praises to God. It's all joy. You don't even try to make it happen. It just flows. If you have not come there, that is why you're here. Because this is your life. This is, God gives us his prescription for life. He tells us how to think. Did you know God told us how to think? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. He tells us how to think. Write it down. You read it for yourself later. It tells you how to think and the kind of thoughts you should not accept. I told you, your behavior, your actions will be based on the pictures you see. And whatever information that comes to you, whether it comes by someone talking to you, or you see it on television, or you read it in a book or a newspaper, makes no difference. Information is information. And when that information comes, it paints a picture. It gives you a picture. What you see is what you get. Amen. Okay, let me show you another scripture. You want to see this? Carol's. You see, there are things I want to communicate, but they're coming. Some of them are coming in tongues. You see, they're coming in the spirit. All right. Go to 2 Corinthians in chapter number 4. This is nice. Let me explain something. You see, God gave us his word for some very definite reasons. One is to impact faith. And faith never comes without a picture. Okay? It impacts faith because it paints the reality of what it says. The word produces what it talks about. When the word is there as the divine logos, it's like that wave in inertia. You see it? Until you look.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.